start the meeting.
Father God, we want to thank you so much for Lebanon Junction and all the committee that's here tonight, Lord God. And we just ask that you give us wisdom and discernment on everything that's going to be discussed tonight, Father God. And I just ask that you put a blessing over this community. And Father God, we just want to say a special prayer for all of the government departments and institutions and organizations in the United States right now, because we do feel like there's battle going on. We just ask for your supernatural help. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I'd like to call the July 3rd, 2023 meeting to order. If you would, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. These are most accepted minutes from the previous meeting.
Most to accept.
I'll second.
Most been made, regular second. Call the roll, please.
Joe. Tim.
Yes.
Becky.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
And Allie.
Yes.
Jenny absent.
Okay, is anybody on the sign-in sheet, Terry?
No one.
No one? Alrighty. Under old business, the garbage can, the rate increase. So everybody will know, we discussed it last time. We got one bid in from the garbage company, Waste Management. So that is our servicer. And they're putting out the cans. And the dilemma that we've had today is a lot of people got cans, some doesn't. So we knew that was going to happen. And they're wondering how it's transpiring. And we're making a list of people who did not get a can, which shouldn't drag out very long, because we'll be getting calls tomorrow also. Obviously, it's garbage day. So in doing so, and the one can goes with the service, and the rate increase went up. And so those who know, because the question came up, they went from, it's $12, it's $9, and $3 administrative fee from our side. Been that way for 10 years. So just to clear up some controversial issues I've heard about, they said $18. Well, the garbage did double. Well, after 10 years, with the raises that we've given our people to handle administrative fees, we just doubled the entire thing from 12 to 24. So it was made a statement in here that night about the garbage rate was 9 to 18, but that doesn't reflect our portion of it that you have to have to operate to do the business that we do. So just so everybody knows, if you get questioned on that, you council persons, you understand it. Any questions? We'll proceed on with the second reading of Ordinance 2023-05 for rezone.
Ordinance number 2023-05, an ordinance requiring applicants for zoning map amendments to pay the cost of advertisement of the statutorily mandated public hearing. Whereas Kentucky Revised Statute 100.211 provided that a public hearing shall be held in relation to any zoning map amendment application, and notice of said public hearing shall be given by advertisement in locally circulated newspaper. And whereas the cost of said advertisement is currently being paid by taxpayers of the city of Lebanon Junction. Now, therefore, it be ordered by the city of Lebanon Junction, Bullock County, Section 1, the cost of advertisement of public hearings in relation to any zoning map amendment application shall be paid by the applicant. Section 2. At the time the zoning map amendment application is received, the city shall prepare the required advertisements and shall notify the applicant of the advertisement cost. Said advertisement cost shall be paid to the city prior to the date of the public hearing. Section 3. Failure to pay the advertisement cost prior to the public hearing on a applicant zoning map amendment application shall be a civil offense and shall be subject to citation by civil court enforcement officer. Section 4, in addition to the cost of advertisement upon citation by the code enforcement officer, an applicant shall owe a fine of $50. This ordinance shall take effect upon publication. That was Section 5. Section 6. Should any section, clause, line, or paragraph, or part of this ordinance be held unconstitutional or invalid for any reason, the same shall not affect the remainder of this ordinance, Section ordinance number 2023-05.
First reading.
Motion to accept the ordinance and read it.
Motion made.
Second.
Motion made. Regularly seconded. Call the roll.
Teresa?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
And Jenny's absent.
Now we will have the reading of 2023-06.
All right, it's a long one, guys, so bear with me. Ordinance number 2023-06, an ordinance relating to the prohibition against noise pollution within the city limits of the city of Lebanon Junction, Kentucky. Whereas the city council of the city of Lebanon Junction does find it necessary for the health, safety, and welfare of its citizens to regulate noise pollution within the municipal boundaries of the city of Lebanon Junction. Now, therefore, be ordained by the city council of the city of Lebanon Junction of Kentucky. Section 1 are the definitions. Section 2. No person within the city shall make, continue, or cause to be made, or continue any excessive, loud, unnecessary, or unusual noises which either annoys, disturbs, injures, or endangers the comfort, repose, health, peace, or safety of others, unless the making and continuing of the noise is necessary for the protection or perseverance of property or the life, health, safety of a person or persons. Section B. Following acts are hereby declared to be loud, disturbing, and unnecessary noises in violations of this chapter, but the enumeration shall not be deemed to be exclusive. The sounding of any horn or other such audible signaling devices on any automobile, motorcycle, or other vehicle on any highway, road, parking lots, or other public place except as a danger warning for any unreasonable period of time. The use or operation of any radio, stereo, or other machine or device for producing, reproducing, or amplifying the sound of any vehicle in such a manner as to create an unreasonably loud, harsh, or excessive noise that disturbs the peace, quiet, and comfort of others. The use or operation of or allowing the use or operation of any radio receiving set, musical instrument, phonograph, or other machine or device for the producing or reproducing of sound in such a manner as to disturb the peace, quiet, and comfort of others by creating or allowing a louder volume than is necessary for the convenient hearing of the person or persons who are voluntarily in the room, chamber, or vehicle in which any above described machines, devices, or instruments between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. in such a manner as to be measured at 55 decibels and in excess of 65 decibels at all other times, as measured at the property line of the property from which the noise is emanating, shall be a prima facie evidence of a violation of this section. Use or operation of any vehicle or any highway, roadway, or parking, use or operation of any vehicle on any highway, roadway, or parking lot in such a manner as to produce any unreasonably loud, harsh, or excessive noise, or to discharge into the open air the exhaust of any vehicle except through a muffler or other device which excessively permits loud or explosive noise therefrom. Creation of any unreasonably loud, harsh, or excessive noise in connection with the loading or unloading of any vehicle or by the operation of any such vehicle. Use of any mechanical loudspeaker, amplifier, sound system, stereo, or radio on any moving or standing vehicle for advertisement, entertainment, or other purposes in such a manner as to create an unreasonable loud sound, an unreasonable loud, harsh, or excessive noise. No person shall cause fireworks to be set off or allow fireworks to be set off on property in which said person has an interest either by ownership or rental between the hours of 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. Sunday through Thursday, or between the hours of 11 p.m. To 8 a.m. Friday and Saturday. There shall be an exception to this provision between the hours of 12 a.m. and 1 a.m. on New Year's Day. Section 3. The standards which shall be considered to be in determining whether a violation exists shall include but not be limited to the following. A. A loud noise. B. The intensity of the noise, whether the nature of the noise is unusual or usual. D. The volume and intensity of the background noise, if any. E. The proximity of the noise to a residential area or place of public accommodation, such as a hotel, motel, inn, campground, and the like. F. The nature and zoning of the area within which the noise emanates. G. The density of inhabitants of the area, inhabitation of the area within which the noise emanates. H. The time of day or night the noise occurs. I. The duration of the noise. J. Whether the noise is reoccurring, intermittent, or constant. Section 4. The following uses or activities shall be allowed. Noise originating or emanating from safety signals, warning devices, and emergency pressure relief valves. Noise resulting from any authorized emergency vehicle or law enforcement training facility. Noise resulting from construction or demolition activity between the hours of 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. Noise resulting from the use of farm machinery, lawnmowers, or other machinery utilized for agriculture or landscaping purposes. Noise originating or emanating from public recreational facilities. The operation of any aircraft in conformity with or pursuant to federal law, federal air regulations, and or air traffic control instructions. Noise originating or emanating from bona fide recreational facilities, bona fide school grounds, bona fide civic organizations, bona fide charitable organizations, or bona fide religious organizations. Section 5. Any individual who hears noise as defined in this chapter may report said violation to the city code enforcement officer or by making such a report to the city police department. Violation of any provision of this ordinance shall constitute a civil violation subject to a civil fine of $50 for each offense. This ordinance shall take effect upon publication. Should any section, clause, line, paragraph, or part of this ordinance be held unconstitutional or invalid for any reason, the same shall not affect the validity or the remainder of this ordinance. This is the reading of ordinance number 2023-6.
You heard the reading, 2023-06.
I'd like to make the motion for ordinance number 2023-06.
Second.
Going to effect.
Motion been made, regularly seconded. Sarah, poll the council.
Becky?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
And Jenny's absent.
All right. Moving on, you will now hear the ordinance number 2023-07.
Ordinance number 2023-07, an ordinance amending City of Lebanon Junction Ordinance 2003-06 regarding building licensing fees. Be it ordered by the City of Lebanon Junction, Bullitt County, Kentucky, as follows. Section 1, Section 5 of the City of Lebanon Junction, Bullitt County, Kentucky, ordinance number 2003-06 is hereby amended as follows. Section 5, the following fees shall be paid by a person conducting or engaging in the following business, occupations, or professions. Group 1, alcohol beverage sale of liquor dealers holding a state retail packaged liquor license, $400. Alcohol beverage dealer who holds a state distributors or wholesalers or brewer's license, making the sale of or deliveries in the city, $200. Malt beverage dealer holding a state retail license, $200. Alcohol beverage dealer who holds a state quota retail drink license, $1,000. Group two, all other businesses. All other businesses not being included in group one, which are not located in the industrial zones or are industrial as defined by the zoning regulations of Bullitt County, shall pay a licensing fee of $200 per year. All businesses not being included in group one, which are located in an industrial zone and or are industrial as defined by the zoning regulation of Bullitt County, shall pay a licensing fee of $400 per year. Section 2, the ordinance shall take effect upon publication. Section 3, should any section, clause, line, paragraph, or part of the ordinance be held unconstitutional or invalid for any reason, the same shall not affect the remainder of this ordinance. Section 4, bars this ordinance in conflict with this ordinance are hereby repealed. This is the reading of ordinance number 2023-07.
As before, you've heard the ordinance reading of 2023-07.
Make a motion to accept the ordinance.
Second.
Motion been readily made to accept the ordinance and seconded. Poll the council, please.
Tim.
Yes.
Allie.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Becky.
Yes.
And Jenny's absent.
All right, now we'll move on forward into update from Matt, our engineer.
Thank you, guys. Try to be brief. I'll read as much as Michael's had tonight. On the first project we'll talk about is the 2022 water main extensions on Dennis and Eskridge Drive. Contracts have been signed. We're just waiting on Argent Bright to mobilize and to submit shop drawings for the materials and for us to approve. Once he submits them, it shouldn't take a day to get those back to him so he can start ordering materials on that. Park South, the development, we talked about this at last month's meeting, that there was a total of four bids that were received on June 5th. The low bidder was Flynn Brothers in the amount of $2,225,295.00. That number is slightly different than what we discussed at last month's meeting, because as we went through and did the certified bid tab, there was a summation error in their bid. So we followed the rules of the contract and the bidding documents that increased that dollar amount to match what it's supposed to be. At this point, we are working on an agreement. If you remember, we did an MOA. It was the agreement between the city and the developer that fronted all the non-construction cost, design cost up front. What we're working on now is a little bit more cumbersome in the fact that it is a construction agreement, as well as it specifies there is a mechanism for the developer to recover some of their capital outlays as other development hooks into it for a period of time. And we're going through that. To me, the engineering is real simple, but I don't understand the legalese. And so we are working with an attorney. And then once we're good with it, we'll present it to Michael to get the city's representation of that agreement. There's just a few things we're trying to work through there on it. So what I'll be asking you guys is have a conditional approval of the bids on two conditions. One, the agreement is put in place and everybody's agreeable to it once it's done. The second is that the developer agrees to pay for the additional cost because the bids came in higher. Preliminarily, there's been some discussions back and forth between our office and their engineer, but that's not going to be an issue, but it's this agreement that is what we've got to get churned out as soon as possible. So that's at your all's I guess, table there in front of you if someone would see move to accept the bids with those two conditions. And Michael, I think that protects the city. That mm-hmm. those other two conditions have to be met or the bids are not valid.
Right. Pending those two issues, that bid number is what we're going to go with.
Yes.
It's basically what it is.
Yes.
So you need a motion to accept the new bids?
Yes.
Yeah, accept the bids with conditions.
On condition that they agree to pay. It's costing more than preliminary estimated, and they're going to have to pay that. And that's one of the two, and the other was?
The other was the agreement is put in place prior to
yes.
to accepting those bids.
I'll make that motion instead.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Motion been made. Regularly seconded. Poll council, please.
Becky?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
And Allie?
Yes.
And Jenny's absent.
All right, moving on to the Jim Beam water main extension. As we've discussed previously, they have requested a 12-inch line to be ran to the facility there just across the county line. There was two components of this project. The first was the 12-inch line, and then there was a second component that are what we've called the critical connections that can only be done during a time of shutdown at the facility. Because if not, they're going to be without water. If they're without water, you can't make bourbon. So we've got the critical connections are designed and we're ready to solicit bids, or not bids, but price quotes from contractors. Now that we've, July 1st, Michael, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a new law that went into place. It was the $30,000 threshold that you could get three quotes for. Now it's $40,000. So as long, and we're going to do each of these connections independent of each other because they've got 7 days to get it done. So they've got to get in, get it done, test it, back online in 7 days. Again, that money, once we get the bids in, then we'll go to Beam and do the same thing with the construction agreement, the recapture. Well, there won't be a recapture on it. They'll right. just be in the construction agreement.
So that motion will be made later on?
Yeah, that motion will be made later on.
Once you've got
I guess the... all I need from the council is a motion's giving me the authority to solicit three price quotes on the critical connections, which one of them will be right on Preston Highway. The other one will be on Sanders Lane and Old Boston.
Refresh my memory, how is this line going?
It's following the existing 8-inch line. So it's a 12-inch line to a point after it crosses, well, before it crosses the county line, and then transitions to an 8-inch line. What this project's going to do is take that where it downsizes and reduces to an 8-inch pipe, we're upsizing and laying a 12-inch pipe directly to Jim Beam to meet their flow demands that they're wanting.
And it's going to go back through that backfield?
Yeah, it'll follow
the... It'll lay right beside the one that's there now.
Yeah.
It's just where it'll be an old pipe and a new one right beside of it once we're done. So it's already there. It's existing. It's just be more volume. And to help you a little bit, too, in layman's terms, the line's there, so they need to make the connection and the connection during shutdown. Yeah. And they can lay the pipe at their leisure because it's already there. They just tie it back in and yeah. turn it on. So the connections are critical. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, there on Preston Highway particularly, there's an 8-inch valve that sets. There's a pole, marking pole right there. That's going to be the point that we're going to cut in a 12x12 T, put gate valve so that we can isolate, and any time we can switch and adjust flow from one pipe to the other.
Never been this on the Jim Beam side of the creek, isn't it?
The one on Preston Highway is on the Bullock County side. I can't think.
What's that? We went up.
Where's the 12-inch cutoff at?
Stops right there before you get to the Carnage subdivision. There's a white pole.
Right there, close to the bridge.
Yeah.
Before Harness subdivision.
Okay.
There's a white pole where that valve's at, and that's what reduced it down to 8 inches. Right there, you know, it used to be a trailer. Sit
yeah.
back on there where Lonnie Livius lived.
Yeah.
Right in that, right there, before that valve.
Yeah.
Just a motion that you guys to allow me to solicit price quotes from contractors.
Make a motion that we allow Matt to solicit bids and so forth in order to take care of the project.
Second.
Motion been made, regularly seconded. Sarah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Teresa.
Yes.
Becky.
Yes.
Allie.
Yes.
And Tim.
Yes.
The fourth one is the water meter project. Sitco is still waiting on the radio transponders. They've got all the meters. But once they get the transponders in, they'll be able to come in and start that project. And then the last is the I-65. It says the west development, but it's the east development. There's still discussions going on. I haven't heard anything back from, really, Synthica. I haven't heard anything other than they think that they'll be able to execute their portion of the agreement before August. So I don't know what their timelines are, but I know our timelines are completely screwed at this point to get done what we need to get done to meet their deadlines unless their timelines have changed. But we'll cross that bridge when it comes to it. And then the Muir property, we had looked at a permit for them. We're getting some fill material from Highway Job, free of charge. That's starting to pick up steam, I think. It's my opinion. I don't know anything other than just as things are coming.
Any questions, anybody, for Matt?
Thank you all.
All right, let me move on through stuff here relatively quick. I'd like to praise the people that helped with the street dance. It was a big success. Everything went over, had no glitches. Everybody had a good time, had help. It was a great time. Had a lot of people come this time I'd never seen before, and they didn't realize that it was there and the opportunity to sit and listen to music. And a few of them come from Belmont that used to live here, and they specifically got up and started talking about the fact that it's like an old homecoming for people that went to school here. So that made it nice. Under new business, update to EMS. Have y'all seen the EMS building that's going up over here? The steel's erected. The floor's ready to be poured. It's supposed to be poured either this week or first of next week. I think they slated for it to be after the holiday, so it could be Thursday or Friday. I'm not sure. They haven't really committed to it. If you get over that way at all, we did purchase, as we all know, the Key Market and little building. The block building came down today, and Chaz and the Public Works guys cleaned it up, put gravel over for right now. It's still soft right there. You can't drive over it. But when you turn the corner and go to the bank, you see the new building coming up. So that's really nice. We may patch that right there. We will wait and see what we want to do with the whole thing. We'd like to. We got stuff we'd like to get done. We got to get the building tore down. And just on that note, everybody's concerned now. Well, when's the old Key Market building coming down? I've got people that said they would commit to tearing it down with 2 weeks' notice, but we're not at the point we wanted to do it to the day. So we'd like to get it down. I'm in hopes, and if it works with them and their schedule, because it's a training facility that brings the people out. So everything's got to fall in place. And if it does, they're going to have it down before festival days, which will make it relatively nice. Now, that's not saying 100% it's going to happen, but I've been dealing with them quite a bit, and they're working real well. Yeah, it'd be nice to have it down and graveled, and it'd help for the parking and vendors, and we just have to see. Because as everybody else knows, it seems like the day's flying by so fast, all of a sudden the festival's going to be here. So, and anybody got any questions on the EMS building? I mean, Jerry Summers come over this week with some of the mayors and looked at it. Wanted to acknowledge it, see it. Come over Friday. That's when it was. He came Friday. And Brett Guthrie's office came down and they sent their guys, and they looked at it just for the simple fact they like to see what's going on, because they were being an instrumental in trying to help us get the pumping station that's going to go down for the flood wall later that's in the process. Brett himself was supposed to be down here, I'm thinking, on the 10th. He's got something else to do. He informed me he's going to try to come through and visually look at it and see everybody at City Hall and what happened. I know when he comes, he tries to touch everybody and see them, so it's pretty good. Hide the money. For those who don't know, the county, Walt Scholler and the county applied for hide the money. I'll give you a real quick rendition of it, and Tom Barr can stop me if I'm wrong, because we had the same educational class the other day with it. We met over there. Mr. McConnell came down, spoke about it, started some odd companies, counties in the Appalachian area that applied and got it, and this money is going to be allocated in some form to enhance the fact that we fight the drugs. And there was people there from all avenues of the country, and there's a lot of powerful people. Senators were there, House representatives were both there, and the discussion was made about it, question answers. All the police departments were involved, and that's where the money's going to actually function from. They're supposed to come back, nobody knows how much. It's like kind of like the ARPA money was, or how exactly it's going to be spent. But we was assured that we would know something maybe by July the 6th, and after that we'll find out how much money. And as the gentleman said, it was over the meeting. He said, I'd hate to say this and us be let down because it was less. I like to think we don't say nothing. We get more than anticipated. And it will get the departments together to where there'll be more knowledge between these 38 counties that this is going on, this is going on. And all of them's not involved in it because you have the issue. And as I stood up and told them, we have a truck stop here. So our county's involved and all the departments are involved. It's a great thing. And the money's coming down from the federal, and that's what it's all about. So you will see and hear more about that as it goes along. You may have seen him on the news the other night, Jerry Summers, and he was on the TV. So we all went seeing that happen. So any questions on that?
Just, is it going to be, you know, like you said, it's kind of like the ARPA money, the stipulations as to how it's going to be used, who's going to oversee it?
Yeah. We'll find out more about that later. It's not going to be handed to us per se as that. Okay. It's going to come into the avenues and by the other. If you had been over and seen the response of the police departments that was there, every department had several people there. That it's just amazing. And each one of them got to speak and have their say or what their questions were, which was not being answered totally because nobody actually knows. But the money's coming, and it's going to be to try to fight it. And one of the gentlemen spoke about, just to touch on it, he'd been a 42-year member of the police departments and what have you, and he's up the ladder somewhat. He said that he'd like to see it to where the people that's really the dealers gets a lot more stressed out, long-term penalty. And then get it where it's not a smack on the hand anymore. It's going to touch bases on all of it. But it's drug fighting money is what it's about.
And this is the equal
bill. Oh, yeah. Each department have an avenue to use it. And nothing else, Chief can tell you, we'll be able to correspond with the other departments. They may know more than we do, but we may know something that's critical to all of them, so it's going to be more contact, is the way it's somewhat explained to me. But there again, I don't know 100% about it either, and they didn't either. So there you go.
It's different than the opiate money that's coming in.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing to do with that. Yeah, there's nothing to do with that.
Right.
Okay. No other questions, I'll move on. We know about the garbage pickup increase. This is coming up also. Louisville Water periodically raises it 5 cents, 6 cents, 9 cents, whatever it's been. This time it's going up $1.50 per 1,000 gallon. And it's coming. It's inevitable. It's going to be here. But that's not a gallon, that's per 1,000 gallon. So you'll see an increase in your water bill as well as your garbage. So I just want people to understand it's coming. We had notification of it every day. We get it every year. It's never been to this significant number. So it's inevitable, so there it is. Any questions on that? Festival committee meeting. We're going to start having more of them. Getting ready for the festival. We got quite a few things ironed out already. It's going to be the first weekend in October. That Friday night, Saturday all day. It's on our website. You can get applications for booths, parade, whatever. Last year I seemed to feel like we had one of the biggest parades I've ever seen here. And we're looking forward to being the same way again, if not bigger and better. And as it says there, volunteers, we have volunteers, but everybody seems to be busy, and the more volunteers you can get, the more backup you have. So if anybody knows, anybody wants to be in the festival committee, there's always something you can do, something you can help out with. So the more volunteer we have, the more successful event we will have. And we're getting a lot of response from people already wanting their booths and foods coming in. The bands have been set. I mean, everything's moving forward really well. We just don't want to stop on it. Any
Sarah,
questions?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I've had some people on the food vendors that have tried to get the application off the website, and they can't get it open. So can you just check that, please? I haven't done anything, so I don't know. I've sent it out, and some people have come back with saying that they tried to open it, but couldn't.
Yeah. And there again, let me thank again everybody that helped with the street dance. Everybody. I mean, it was just the fire department people around. The police was here. I mean, it went over really, really well. Sheds down to the Key Market. I just mentioned that. And I have one thing I wanted to do before we go into calling on everybody. Steve, was it Monday we went up to the funeral home? Monday. As y'all know, Steve Mazin, previous mayor of Lebanon Junction, right over there. And then George Hall was also a mayor, and he passed away last week, and we went to his funeral. They cremated him, had a funeral visitation, and that was Monday. And like I say, he was a mayor here. He was raised here. His mother, Hattie Hawk, was a librarian up on the hill when we had the big school on the hill. It used to be here. She was there. He's involved in anything that just about went down the pike. As we said earlier, I feel down that I should have got up maybe and said something about him at the funeral service that night, because he worked at GE, worked for the railroad, he was a real estate guy, I mean, you name it. And as Steve and I talked this morning, if you walked up and said something to him from a person from another avenue, he would either know him or knew somebody that knew him, or he would have something to say about the subject you was talking about. He was a man of many hats. He just was. And I'd like to, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to stand and just have a moment of silence and recognition for his service for our city and everything that he helped us move forward in. Steve, you want to comment anything? Okay. I mean, any of the councilmen, Tim, you work with?
We worked together for years back when Steve was here. And George was always fair. You know, he always seemed to have the best sisters in the city at heart. He was a very popular man in the community and tried to do well.
Yes.
He'll be missed.
Yes. Okay. Call around the table. Terry, Chief.
Everything's going good. We have a vehicle down. Hopefully get it back this week on the new one. They haven't come out and said exactly what's wrong with it, but it is under 20.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to get called back on it towards the end of the week to the holidays.
Okay.
Other than that, everything's good.
Everything good? All right. Adam, Chief, Fire Chief.
46 incidents in the month of June. We had some promotions that took effect June 25th. Alex Coleman, that has been around for years, you know, Kendall's son, he took the assistant fire chief position. Warren Long, this is our training officer, he went to the rank of major. And then James Erdbrink went to captain. So some information on the grants that we still have. Fire truck grant, we haven't heard anything. The state fire permission grant is, I think the second part of it's next week. Our training audit came back from the state, it came back okay. And we're in the process of writing a grant with Firehouse Subs. All surplus equipment was listed on GovDeals, the police department and the public works. I think they're in July 12th.
That's it. All right. Chaz.
They repaired the roof of the community center. It was done last Friday. So we're free to come in. Made up a little list for the second round of meter review. After they get this in, we have 276 more. Ready to read meters that will be the 18 in next to Bow, the Preston. The two will be Harts Ferry, Tennis Drive, all in there. It'll be South Park and Knoxville area, and then Burlow Avenue area. Half the meters will be ready to be examined. And we finally got a bill on the high tide. I mentioned it to the mayor. Technology we put on the tanks to where the tank doesn't maintain it, it'll turn itself over within 2 or 3 days. That's the reason why I'm missing that, because we did a flush at the end of the month here. Normally this time of year, I have to put a lot of water on the ground, just flowing back up in certain areas. But it didn't happen. It came up quick. So we just turned the tank over, and it didn't get no dead spot. So it was well worth $29,000 for all of that. Keep that tank turned on.
All you got? Alrighty, well, we'll move on around to Becky.
Okay.
You good?
Okay. In case you don't know, Steve Gohagan is going to be opening up a small business from the flower, over there at the flower shop. I forget what he's going to name it, but it's going to be like a little hardware store and odd and end and some woodworking and stuff. Don't know when he's going to open it, but it's coming.
That's good.
We might just have a small business organization in this town.
There you go. Or right, anything else? Allie?
No, I can't think of anything. I probably could if I sat here a bit. But,
and you're feeling okay?
Yeah.
Allie took a tumble Sunday, for those who don't know. We had
people,
the hot light.
Today people said, well, how are you doing? And I said, well, if I wasn't falling around, I guess I'd be okay.
I'm on a tractor getting calls from her grandson. Where's she at? What's going on? I can't get her. So I'm calling this one and that one, and the people I'm trying to call is in church, and they ain't answering their phones. So finally she calls me back, and you can tell she's upset. I'm all right. I'm in the ambulance. I said, okay, you're all right. You're in the ambulance. That's great, you know. And so but anyway, she went to the hospital, and she's out. And yeah. Glad to see you back.
No cracks, no brain bleed. No. So we'll see.
All you got here? Is that it? Okay, Tim?
Just a side note, I don't guess we got hit with these storms too bad. There's some other communities around us, especially south, that got hit pretty hard. Larry's involved with his farm down in Caneyville, and I was in Grayson County the last 2 days, and then in this county, and they all got hit pretty hard there. So thank you guys for what you do. I know you all went out to a win. The party out at the gun club, the 4th of July picnic, and the fireworks, and we all went to a car fire and made it back. But we just need to be thankful. Thank y'all for what you do. Some people around us had a little worse.
So, that's it. I got something else, and we'll be done. It says on our oaths, I don't know if y'all haven't seen these, but when Jerry Summers come over and swore everybody in, had these made up and they've been lost in the shuffle. Certificates. Put on the wall, never got them before. And Candy made those up and gave them to me here a while back. And so, there you go.
Yeah, even he was there yesterday.
Yes.
Police chief, fire chief. I just get all these.
Well, it's pretty nice. Something hang on the wall.
Running out of spots.
Running out of spots on the wall, aren't you?
Thanks, sir.
Well, mine got deer head there. All right. What time is it?
quarter to 7.
Make a motion for us to adjourn this meeting.
Second. Motion made adjourned. Reverend seconded. Poll the council.
Tim?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
And Jenny's absent.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate y'all.